Well, hello and welcome to this service from Oney Baptist Church. You're very welcome, and we do trust that God will speak to our hearts as we look to Him, and as we worship Him, and as we praise Him. Our opening reading is from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who is promised is faithful. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you that we can come to you, the faithful one, the one and only God, and Father, the one who sits enthroned in heaven, in glory and majesty and praise, with your Son, the Lord Jesus, who sits at your right hand. Father, help us as we come this morning to sing hymns of praise and to read your word and to listen to what you have to say to us. Father, we do ask that you would help us. We lift you up, for you are a great and mighty God, and we praise your name, for you have given us salvation, you have given us forgiveness, and you are a merciful and loving God. So Father, help us this morning. And we do ask that you would bless all who would listen to this service this morning. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. So we have two hymns this morning. The first one is hymn number 139, God of Grace and God of Glory. And Jonathan is going to sing it to us. Reading this morning comes from Daniel. For those who have been following this series, you'll know that we are right at the end of Daniel now, and we are in Daniel chapter 12 and verses 1 to 13. Verse 1, at that time Michael, the great prince who protects your people, will arise. There will be a time of distress such as not happened from the beginning of nations until then. But at that time, your people, everyone whose name is found written in the book, will be delivered. Multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, close up and seal the words of the scroll until the time of the end. Many will go here and there to increase knowledge. Then I, Daniel, looked, and there before me stood two others, one on this bank of the river and one on the opposite bank. One of them said to the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, how long will it be before these astonishing things are fulfilled? The man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, lifted his right hand and his left hand towards heaven. And I heard him swear by him who lives forever, saying, it will be for a time, times and half a time, when the power of the holy people has been finally broken, all these things will be completed. I heard, but I did not understand. So I asked, my Lord, what will be the outcome of all this? He replied, go your way, Daniel, because the words are closed up and sealed until the time of the end. Many will be purified, made spotless and refined, but the wicked will continue to be wicked. None of the wicked will understand, but those who are wise will understand. From the time that the daily sacrifice is abolished and the abomination that causes desolation is set up, there will be 1,290 days. Blessed is the one who waits for and reaches the end of the 1,335 days. As for you, go your way till the end. You will rest. And then at the end of days you will rise to receive your allotted inheritance. So we'll have a look at those words of Daniel a bit later on. Let's pray again as we pray our prayers of intercession. Our Heavenly Father, we do come to you, the one who not only hears but answers prayer. We thank you that we can pray to you. In fact, your word, your Bible encourages us to come to you in prayer with our petitions and with those things which concern us and for those things which make us anxious. Father, we come to you and we do ask that you would help us, each one, to be able to pray and to seek your face. Father, we do pray for the National Health Service at this particular time of this coronavirus, which is affecting the whole world. But we pray for the NHS here in the UK. And Father, we do ask that you would help all doctors and nurses and all who work in the National Health Service, and all who work in care homes. We pray that you would keep them safe. Father, we pray that you would give them the strength to carry out their work. Father, we pray that you would sustain them. We thank you for them. We thank you for their commitment and for their dedication. And Father, we do ask that you would help them in all of their roles as they care for others. And we pray that you would give them wisdom and understanding. And Father, that you would keep them safe and keep their families safe, we pray. Father, we do pray for the government at this time, having to make difficult decisions, as they always have to make difficult decisions. We pray for guidance for the government, and we do pray that you would give them wisdom and understanding, that they would make the right decisions. We also pray for government advisors, that they would be guided by you, and that you would give them understanding and knowledge, that they would make the right decisions as they advise the government. And Father, we pray for those who are developing and seeking to develop a vaccine for this coronavirus. Again, Father, we thank you that you have given us, not in just the UK alone, but in other parts of the world, those with the understanding and intelligence and the skill to be able to develop vaccines to help cure all kinds of ills and problems. So, Father, we do pray particularly that for those who are working to develop a vaccine against this coronavirus, we pray that they will be successful, Father, that you will give them understanding, and that there will be a vaccine available sooner rather than later, Father. And Father, as we think about this coronavirus, which is affecting the whole world, we do pray for the poorer nations, where they don't have the facilities, as we do here, to be able to wash their hands, to be able to keep themselves clean, and Father, to be able to distance themselves from each other. Father, we do ask that you would help the poorer nations, and we pray for the governments, particularly in those poorer nations, that you would help them, and that they would have a concern for their people, and that you would guide them, Father, and that you would come to their aid. We do ask that. And Father, we do pray for all of those who are lonely at this particular time, for those who are shut in, not only in this country, but in other parts of the world, who are isolated because of this terrible virus. Father, we do pray for them, that you would help them, that you would meet their needs, that you would send people along to befriend them and to help them and to support them, of course, at a certain distance, because of course we cannot go too near to each other in these times. Father, we do pray for those who are lonely and who are feeling the strain of this time of isolation and lockdown. So, Father, we look to you. We do ask that you would help us and all of the nations, Father, to make the right decisions and to move forward, Father, and to trust you, to hold on to you, and to believe that, of course, you know all about these things, and in your good time, you will bring these things to an end. Father, we do bring these things to you, and we ask all of these prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen. So now we come to chapter 12 of Daniel. Oh, I should say that I omitted to say that at the beginning, that my name is Sid Bond, and I am one of three elders at Oney Baptist Church. So here we are in the last chapter of Daniel, Daniel chapter 12. When we first met Daniel in chapter 1, he was a young man, a teenager in fact. Now in chapter 12, he is aged 86 or 87 years old. He has loved and trusted God all of his lifetime. And we have seen his determination and his courage and devotion as he has stood for God in very difficult and dangerous circumstances. This last chapter of Daniel is short, only 13 verses in length, but carries a message of importance which cannot be ignored. The chapter is about end times, that is, the end of life on earth as we know it. The majority of people, whether Christian or not, want to know how life will end. How will God, who is the creator of all things, whether people believe it or not, he is the creator, will bring the continents and the nations to an end? For that is what will happen. The first four verses belong to the vision in Daniel chapter 11, and we learn that Michael, the archangel, will be available to help and protect God's people, for it will be a time of great distress on earth. We also learn that those whose names are written in God's book will be delivered or rescued. Who are those? Who are these with their names written in God's book? They are those who belong to God by faith in Christ Jesus. There are two Bible verses for your interest and for you to make a note of. Luke chapter 10 verse 20. Jesus is speaking to disciples and says, "Do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." And in Revelation chapter 21 verse 27. Now in this chapter 21 of Revelation, it is referring to our new heavenly home, the new Jerusalem it refers to. And in verse 27 it says, "Only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life will be able to enter their new heavenly home, the new Jerusalem." It is, of course, important to ensure that your name is written in God's book. And if it isn't, you need to turn to God for salvation. You can do that. You can do that today. It is open for all. For, of course, Jesus died for all of mankind. Repent and be saved is what the Bible teaches. In verse 2 of this chapter 12, it speaks of those who have died, who will awake to everlasting life or to everlasting contempt. It is, of course, speaking of when Jesus returns to earth. And in John chapter 5, verses 28 and 29, we read these verses, John chapter 5, verses 28 and 29. Jesus says, "Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good will rise to life to live, and those who have done evil will rise to be condemned." Just listening to those words of Jesus, this is another reason to make sure we are in a right relationship with God, and we are on the way to heaven, not on the way to punishment. So when Jesus returns to earth, the things of this life won't matter, for we will not be judged by what we have, what goods we have, what property we have, what wealth we have, what kind of reputation we have. The question will be, are you a child of the kingdom of God? There is no doubt that these verses of chapter 12 in Daniel is the end of time and the return of Jesus. Before Jesus returns, the Bible makes it quite clear that there will be a time of rebellion against God. It is recorded in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. I do encourage you to read those verses. It is referred to as the man of lawlessness, or the Antichrist. This person or power will be powerful, will be blasphemous, will be arrogant, will be proud. This person or power will oppose God and will persecute the church of Jesus Christ. This man of lawlessness will act as though he or they are God. And although it will be a terrible time, God is still in control. God is still sovereign. This Antichrist will only operate for a given time before the Lord Jesus overthrows him and brings his reign to an end. And we read that in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8. I would also recommend you read about Jesus speaking in Matthew chapter 24, verses 9 to 31, and Revelation chapter 11, verses 7 to 15. Both of these scriptures speak of the rebellion before the return of Jesus. And I ought to say, nobody knows who or what is the man of lawlessness. But do not lose heart. I know it is uncomfortable reading, and those times will not be for easy believism or for superficial Christianity, but a time when we, both now and then, we lift up our heads and look to the rock, look to God himself, who holds all things in his powerful hands. Let's go back to chapter 12 of Daniel and verse 5 onwards. Daniel is standing on the bank of the river Tigris. There are two men he can see, one on each bank. There is also another, clothed in linen, who is standing over the water. This is the Lord Jesus. Jesus is asked the question, how long will all these astonishing things last? We read that in verse 6. Daniel does not get a specific answer, so asks again of Jesus. Jesus replies, "Go your way, Daniel, because the words are closed up and sealed until the time of the end." God, who is in charge of history and who is in charge of all these events, has made his plans. It is all set up and it is sealed until God says, "Now is the time." Verses 11 and 12 are difficult verses to interpret, so I will move on to verse 13. Daniel is told to go his way to the end, and then he will receive his heavenly inheritance as promised. We who are believers, who trust in God alone and in his Son Jesus, we are called to stand firm and put on the full armour of God, which we read about in Ephesians chapter 6, and particularly verse 13 of chapter 6. We ought to make sure that our security and our confidence is in Jesus. And let us give thanks and praise to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and pray that he will give us the strength to follow him and to trust him as Daniel did in his day. Jonathan is going to sing to us again now, and it's hymn number 547, "There's a Sound on the Wind."
From our hearts as we wait for our conquering King.
And now we come to our closing prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we do ask that you would help each one of us to keep on trusting in you. Father, to trust you to sustain us. And Father, to keep us faithful to you. Father, help us to be strong in the Lord and to love you and to love your Son Jesus. Father, help us to continue until the very end, until Jesus comes again. And help each one of us to put on the full armor of God. We do ask it in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. In Jesus' name. Amen.